A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Aleph, Baba Basra 141a, pagination 281. We're making reference to the Mishnah on the previous page that said a person made a gift im zachar mone, if my wife is carrying a male child, he should get 100. But if she's carrying a female, she should get 200. And that's the nature of his gift. So we discussed that it's a gift to a fetus and how that works. But either way, there is a statement over here that the boy should get 100, the girl should get 200. The Mishnah constructed that scenario for some reason. Somehow, for some reason, the Mishnah painted a scene where he's giving more to his daughter. Asks the Gemara on the fourth line, Lememra de bas adifa lemiben. We get the impression that a daughter is better than a son. He's more happy. He's giving more. He's more excited. V'ha'omer Rabbi Yechonin mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, kol she'ena maniach ben liyosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu molo yalav evra. That if a person doesn't have a son to inherit him, so it's a problem. Now, Rashbam tells us on the Gemara's answer, indeed, le'inyin Yerusha ben Adifle, for purposes of inheritance, a son is better. So the Rashbam says, di'yikare shem ha'meis al nachaloso, because a son preserves the name of the family. Avlabas masebes nachala mimata lamata acher, but the daughter gets married into a different family, and that's not make him shame. That doesn't establish the name of the father, and therefore, on the topic of Yerusha, if we focus on that topic, son is better, is more important. But le'inyan harvacha bito adifale. But if you're wondering of how people give gifts, the generosity is indeed more to the daughter, says Rashbam. She'eni yechola lachzer achar minozinosel kazochar. It's not as easy for her to earn or to obtain her needs, and therefore he gives more to the daughter, and that's why the Mishnah structured it as a case where he's giving more to the daughter. The Gemara continues, though, and says, Ushmuel Omar Hocha b'mevakeres askinon. We're dealing over here with a firstborn, and it's a question of whether it's going to be a boy or a girl. They didn't have a sonogram. So he goes ahead, and he's making a gift, unsure whether it's a boy or girl, and he says, if it's a girl, 200. He's more excited. He's happier. Uched Rav Chista, the Omer Rav Chista bas techila simen yofel lebonim. Because Rav Chista had a teaching in which he said that if you have a girl first, it's a simen yofel, it's a good sign for boys, for future children to be such. We'll see in a moment that this is presumably the story of Rav Chista. Rav Chista, Rabbi Wein records in his Sefer on the Talmud, the overview of Rav Chista's life is that Rav Chista had two daughters and seven sons. We'll get to that in a moment in Taisvis, but presumably his firstborn, I'm guessing, was a daughter. And he was actually not just speaking from Torah wisdom, but also speaking from experience. And the firstborn, being a daughter, is a good thing. Ika de Amri, some say, demiravya la'achoha, because she'll be available to help raise the boys that follow, to raise her brothers. V'ika de Amri, de lo shalta be'ena bisha. And others say, because the ayin hara, the evil eye, the people gazing at the blessing and causing problems because of that, that won't be, because if the first child is a girl, they won't pay attention anymore. They'll say, oh, it's a girl, don't worry about it. What's the concept of a girl and ayin hara? So the concept of ayin hara generally is that something which is overt, which is out there in the public, could have an ayin hara. But a girl, her accomplishments, her achievements are in a tzniyistic way, in a more hidden way, in a more, she has her influence, but she doesn't take the credit openly. And therefore, people don't see it in a way that they're going to gaze at it and cause the ayin hara. Amar Rav Chista said, all of this is very nice. Really, boys are better, but the girl can bring about boys, and it could bring about that the boys won't get an ayin hara because people will stop paying attention to the family and gazing at them judgingly. Rav Chista says, ulididi, but as far as I'm concerned, personally, bansan adifa limibni, daughters worked out better than sons. And Tosfos explains that Rav Chista indeed had many sons. He lists off, just to prove it, different people that were the son of Rav Chista. But he says that Rav Chista had two daughters, and from those two daughters, he ended up with three sons-in-law that were Gedolei Hador, leaders of the generation. There was Rami Bar Chama, who was married to one of his daughters, and when he died, Rava married that daughter. And then there was Mar Ukva Bar Chama, who was married to the other daughter. And Rav Chista says that he ended up in his family with sons-in-law that were so great that, from his perspective, the daughters actually worked out better for him, so to speak, than the sons. One other quick observation. We mentioned that the Mishnah discussing a gift to the fetus is a discussion in the poskim, whether that's a case of shchiv meira or a case of matnas bori. Is it a case of a person on his deathbed, or is it a case of a person at a healthy point in his life just giving a gift? Some say it only works on his deathbed. Others say, and the Shach mentions this, that it works generally. It would seem from the wording of Rav Chista that the case is a case of matnas bori while he's healthy, because to give it a case of mivakeres, the firstborn, and he's giving a generous gift in anticipation that it's a simen yafel lebonim, it's going to be good in the future, that's not the speech or the logic of a person on his deathbed. That's the logic of a person who's a matnas bori and he's excited about the firstborn, just that he would give more if it's a firstborn girl as a gift to her than he would give as a firstborn boy to the boy. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.